Maybe the TV networks can rebuild audience confidence after the strike ends. Maybe they can't. In the meantime, anyhow, they need to put something on the air. So will any of the stuff that they have on now be worth watching over the next couple of months? We're joined by Tom Shales. He's the esteemed Pulitzer Prize-winning television critic for The Washington Post. Tom, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
What is worth watching now?
Well, I'm afraid we have grisly portents already, not just on the horizon, but on the air.
Grisly portents? I don't know that show.
Grisly portents? Well, you remember Grizzly Adams? This is a sequel. No, it's very likely that the networks will flood the airwaves with even more reality and game shows. Witness what ABC and NBC are doing this week. They're stripping, as it's called, two serialized game shows across the week. ABC has a dreadful thing called Duel, in which people just try to win money. And there's not much more to it than that, except contestants now all know how to behave on television. They're practically professionals, so they jump up and down and scream and yell and get so excited, you're terribly embarrassed for the human race. Meanwhile, NBC has something about choirs battling it out. Everything has to be battled out these days.
Choirs?
Choirs, yes. It's choir versus choir or something like that. The good news about that is both shows bombed in their Monday night debuts. But who knows? I mean, if the networks have nothing else, they've shown a certain desperation already by digging way back into their reruns of the Letterman and Leno shows. They ran a few Tonight shows, I think just to irritate Jay Leno. They ran a few of his very first Tonight shows from way back when he started out, which was something of a disaster, as you may recall.
Oh, maybe they're trying to, they're goading him to make that decision, which he has made, announced this week he's going to go back on the air in January.
Yes, but they were also trying to punish him for his plans to go to another network when he leaves NBC, if indeed he does, in 2009, I think it is. You know, Conan O'Brien is supposed to move into that slot.
Right. What are the networks going to look like? Is this dearth of new programming and audience loss going to be indeed a long-term loss for them?
You know, their share of the audience has been eroding steadily, and they've been losing not only to, like, HBO, but to basic cable for years now. Now, I've never quite understood this, because basic cable, you know, if you watch TNT, what you see all day long are reruns of NBC's Law & Order shows. In fact, Law & Order is up against itself at certain times during the day, which must make Dick Wolf, the executive producer, rather happy. You know, he's got two networks covered, but it seems to show a lack of programming initiatives on the part of basic cable, too. And yet basic cable has been gaining, and the networks have been losing. How the networks are going to come out of this looking good, unless they have some spectacular event programming like American Idol, that will be back, and that will do well again. Dancing with the Stars, those sorts of things. I think we're going to see a further erosion of the network share and a further erosion of network clout and the network, you know, sort of dominance of television.
How about this? This is big news out here in California and in the Los Angeles area. The Writers Guild has refused to allow the Golden Globes to use striking writers to write their award show, which is coming up in, well, less than a month, I think. And they may not let them work on the Oscars either. And that is a huge night for television. It's one of the biggest nights of the year.
Yes. But I don't know if anyone says, oh, let's watch the Oscars for that scintillating banter. People tune in to see stars make fools of themselves, basically, and they can do that without writers.
Champion of the airwaves, Tom Shales. He's television critic for The Washington Post. Tom, I'll skip Christmas greetings and just say a happy new year, we hope, for all.
Yes, and may the writers return.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.